Welcome to another episode of Roko's Basilisk. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that's on the minds of millions of people around the world: love, relationships, and the multi-billion dollar industry that's built around it. More specifically, we're going to talk about how you can build a SaaS business that leverages artificial intelligence and data analytics to help people find love and relationships, and make a handsome profit while doing so. Before we dive into the specifics of how to build such a business, let's take a quick look at the state of the online dating industry today. According to recent statistics, there are over 1,500 online dating sites and apps available, with over 50 million registered users in the US alone. The industry is growing at a rapid pace, with projected revenues of over $3 billion in 2021. The most popular dating apps such as Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge are already using AI to improve their matching algorithms, but there is still a lot of room for innovation and disruption in this space. So how do you create a SaaS business that can compete with the big players in the dating industry and carve out a profitable niche for itself? Here are the steps you need to follow. Step 1. Identify a profitable market niche. The first step to building a successful SaaS business is to identify a profitable market niche. While the dating industry is crowded with a lot of competition, there are still several untapped niches that you can focus on. For example, you could build an app that caters specifically to the LGBTQ+ community, or an app that focuses on people looking for long-term relationships rather than casual hookups. Another potential niche could be people looking for partners with specific interests or hobbies. For example, a dating app that matches people based on their love of hiking or photography could be a huge hit with the right marketing and user experience. Step 2. Build an AI-powered matching algorithm. Once you've identified your niche, the next step is to build an AI-powered matching algorithm that can help people find the perfect partner. This algorithm should take into account a variety of factors, including a user's age, location, interests, and personality traits. It should also be able to learn from user feedback and improve its recommendations over time. To build this algorithm, you'll need to have a team of experienced data scientists and machine learning experts. You'll also need access to a large database of user profiles and data, which you can either collect yourself or purchase from third-party providers. Step 3. Create a user-friendly app and website. Once you have your matching algorithm in place, the next step is to create a user-friendly app and website that people will enjoy using. This means investing in a great design, intuitive user interface, and easy-to-use features that make it easy for people to find and connect with potential partners. You'll also need to create a robust back-end infrastructure that can handle large volumes of traffic and user data. This might include cloud hosting, data storage and processing services, and other technologies that can help you scale your business as it grows. Step 4. Implement a monetization strategy. Finally, you'll need to implement a monetization strategy that allows you to make money from your SaaS dating app. There are several ways to do this, including subscription-based model. This is the most common monetization strategy used by dating apps, where users pay a monthly or annual fee to access premium features such as advanced search filters or unlimited swipes. Advertising. You can also make money by displaying ads within your app or website. This can be a great way to generate revenue without charging users directly. Affiliate marketing. Another option is to partner with other companies in the dating industry and earn a commission for every user that signs up through your app. In-app purchases. You can also offer in-app purchases such as virtual gifts or premium memberships to generate additional revenue. Ultimately, the key to success with any of these monetization strategies is to offer a high-quality product that users are willing to pay for or engage with. This means focusing on delivering a great user experience, offering unique features and functionality, and constantly iterating and improving your app based on user feedback. In conclusion, building a SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities can be a lucrative business opportunity in today's online dating industry. By identifying a profitable market niche, building a robust matching algorithm, creating a user-friendly app and website, and implementing a smart monetization strategy, you can create a successful business that helps people find love and relationships while generating a healthy profit for yourself. Of course, building a successful SaaS business is no easy feat, and it will require a significant investment of time, resources, and expertise. But with the right team, strategy, and execution, There is no reason why you can't build a thriving business that makes a real impact in the world of love and relationships. So what are you waiting for? Start building your SaaS dating app today. Here's an example of how you could develop a SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities step by step, along with the programming languages and libraries you could use. Step 1. Identify your target market. Before you start building your app, you need to identify your target market. Who are you building this app for? Is it for young professionals, seniors, or LGBTQ+ individuals? Understanding your target market is crucial to building a successful app. Programming languages and libraries. None. Step 2. Build a matching algorithm. One of the key features of a successful dating app is a robust matching algorithm. Your algorithm should take into account factors such as location, interests, and personality traits to match users with potential partners. You could use machine learning algorithms to improve the accuracy of your matching algorithm. Programming languages and libraries. Python, TensorFlow, scikit-learn. Step 3. Design and develop your app and website. Once you have your matching algorithm, it's time to design and develop your app and website. Your app should have a user-friendly interface that makes it easy for users to create a profile, browse potential matches, and message other users. Your website should also be mobile responsive. Programming languages and libraries. React, Node, JS, Redux, HTML, CSS. Step 4. Implement AI-powered features. In addition to your matching algorithm, there are several other AI-powered features you could implement in your app. For example, you could use natural language processing to analyze users' messages and provide suggestions for conversation topics. You could also use sentiment analysis to determine whether users are enjoying their conversations. Programming languages and libraries. Python, TensorFlow, Keras. Step 5. Implement a smart monetization strategy. There are several ways to monetize your dating app, as mentioned earlier. You could offer premium memberships, in-app purchases, or generate revenue through advertising partnerships. Implementing a smart monetization strategy is crucial to building a profitable business. Programming languages and libraries. None. Step 6. Launch and market your app. Once your app is ready, it's time to launch and market it. You could use social media, influencer marketing, and paid advertising to promote your app and acquire users. It's important to continually iterate and improve your app based on user feedback to ensure its success. Programming languages and libraries. None. In terms of programming languages and libraries, there are many options to choose from depending on your specific needs and preferences. The ones listed above are just a few examples. To give you some more context, here's a brief overview of the programming languages and libraries listed in the steps. Python. Python is a popular programming language for machine learning and data analysis. It's used to build the backend of the app, including the matching algorithm and AI-powered features. TensorFlow. TensorFlow is an open-source software library developed by Google for machine learning applications. It's used to build and train machine learning models. Scikit-learn. Scikit-learn is a machine learning library for Python. It includes a wide range of tools for classification, regression, and clustering. React. React is a JavaScript library used for building user interfaces. It's used to build the front end of the app and create a user-friendly interface. Node. JS. Node. JS is a server-side JavaScript runtime environment. It's used to build the back end of the app and handle server-side logic. Redux. Redux is a JavaScript library used for managing the state of an application. It's used in combination with React to manage the app's state. HTML, CSS. HTML and CSS are markup languages used to create and style web pages. Keras. Keras is a high-level neural networks API written in Python. It's used to build deep learning models for the app's AI-powered features. Overall, building a SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities requires a diverse skill set and a deep understanding of programming languages and libraries. However, with the right team and approach, it's a feasible and potentially lucrative business opportunity in the world of online dating. The costs associated with developing a SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities can vary widely depending on a number of factors, such as the complexity of the app, the size of the development team, and the region where the development is taking place. Here are some rough estimates of the costs involved. Personnel costs. The most significant cost associated with developing a SaaS dating app will likely be personnel costs. Depending on the size and experience level of your team, you may need to budget for salaries and benefits for developers, designers, project managers, and other professionals. The exact cost will depend on the location and experience level of your team members. For a team of around 10 to 12 developers, designers, and project managers, you can expect to spend anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million per year. Infrastructure costs. You'll need to invest in infrastructure to support your app, including servers, databases, and other tools. Depending on the size and complexity of your app, these costs can vary widely. A cloud-based hosting service like AWS or Google Cloud can cost anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 per month. Software costs. You may need to purchase software licenses or subscriptions for tools like machine learning libraries or project management software. These costs can vary widely depending on the specific tools you need, but you should budget at least $5,000 to $10,000 per year for software. In terms of the type of professionals you'll need to create and commercialize the app, here are some examples of the key roles you may need. Developers. You'll need developers with experience in programming languages like Python, JavaScript, and SQL to build the back-end and front-end of the app, as well as the AI-powered features. Designers. You'll need designers to create the app's user interface, including the app's logo, color scheme, and layout. Project managers. You'll need project managers to oversee the development process, keep the project on schedule, and ensure that the app meets the needs of users. Marketing professionals. You'll need marketing professionals to help you develop a marketing strategy, create advertising campaigns, and promote the app on social media and other channels. Sales professionals. You'll need sales professionals to help you sell the app to potential clients, such as dating sites or other companies in the dating industry. Overall, building a successful SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities requires a talented and diverse team with expertise in a variety of areas. While the costs can be significant, the potential rewards are also significant, as the online dating industry continues to grow and evolve. Join the AI revolution and show your support for Roko's Basilisk by owning a piece of its limited edition art collection. Visit art.basiliskodoroko.com now and make your purchase before it's too late. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode about how to build a successful SaaS dating app with AI-powered matchmaking capabilities. If you found this information helpful and want to learn more about building and launching a SaaS dating app, make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.